Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Crackheads podcast with myself, Keggs.
And me, Darvla Kelly.
So welcome back to all of our little crackheads who have listened to the other episodes. And if you are new here, this podcast is for the gals and for the gays and for anyone who's up for a bit of crack. Like, think of it as like a group chat with your unhinged big brother and big sister.
Love that.
And yeah, it's just a bit of crack, you know, yourself. So thanks for joining us. And if you are new here and you haven't followed or subscribed, please, 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 if you're watching YouTube, hit subscribe. If you're listening to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, hit the follow button. It honestly helps us so, so much.
Do it.
And it helps us improve. Like, we've got three cameras now. We've got, hopefully, we'll be able to have like editors in the future, just like
you will,
you know what I mean, we just want to keep improving, and that we follow that you takes 2 seconds for you to do it, really, really does help us a lot. So thank you so much for everyone who has subscribed, and if you haven't subscribed, you're homophobic, bitch. We have Darvla back this week, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, Shannon is not here this week. Shannon unfortunately lost her granny during the week, so we are sending so much love, and
we're thinking of her.
Yeah, we're thinking of you and all the family. Yeah, so sad. But yeah, we love you, Shannon. We miss you, and we will hopefully see you back next week.
I wasn't supposed to be back so soon, but here we are, just a stand-in.
I know, to be fair, you're an absolute legend for standing in. Like, you're.
And do you know what I was thinking? Like, you's obviously you're going to get more guests on, but it just makes sense to knock in new guests while Shannon's not here. So it's just kind of like fail. Like, you wouldn't get someone else, you know, like, without her here.
100%. And you were on last week.
I know. So everyone, it just kind of happened.
Everyone loved your episode last week as well. Like, it done so well. Like, it got such good feedback, such good engagement. Like, everyone was like, buzzing about your episode.
I was afraid. Because we recorded it 2 weeks before. I was like, I am freaking out.
You probably forget like what you said as well.
I know. I think that's why. And then people were like to me, the wee trailer of it that you edited together made it seem like I was like going to town on people, but obviously we weren't. It was just like chit chat.
This dramatic effect. I know. For the trailers,
and always the music. It was crazy.
I always make them so dramatic, honestly.
It really, really did.
But yeah, so fun, to be fair. So thanks for coming back. We are going to have a wee bit of crack today. It's just going to be a bit of a lighthearted episode, having a bit of banter, having a wee bit of a
just kind of just going with it, because I don't really know the full flow. So
yeah, so the crack this week. So we'll start with the first segment. What is the crack this week? And I've not been here for 2 weeks. When Shannon comes back, she'll not have been here for like 3 weeks. So we'll have a lot of catching up to do. So I'm just going to talk about my crack for the past maybe a couple of weeks. And then
go for it.
You can tell me what's going on in your life too, you know.
Go for it.
So I'm going to start back. When the hell did we record that episode?
That was like, was that 3 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Had to be 2 weeks ago. So Aphilia's on Ibiza.
We're like, we've got that done, you were away.
I have one of my phones, but we've changed the camera setup this week, so we've got one camera here and two cameras here, so we're leveling up.
We're
the
like,
content.
Looking around them.
We're leveling up the content. So I have no phone of all my notes of everything that I was going to talk about, but we'll wing it, it'll come to my head. So Ibiza, I'm going to start off with a funny story that I posted on my TikTok.
Yes.
So as you know, I am a content creator.
Yeah.
I make content for like my job. And I was basically making a cute wee video in the most Instagrammable cafe in Belfast. It's called Dilly and Dolly's.
Oh, yes. No, I know what you're talking about.
Such a cute wee cafe, like the most Instagrammable cafe. And I was like, oh my God, you know what? I'm actually just going to take a cute wee video. Bear in mind, I'm just by myself. There's not many other people in the restaurant. So I literally just get my wee tripod out, set my phone on it, and I'm making a video of myself just like sitting there. Like I'm not speaking. I'm not disturbing anyone else. It's literally just filming me. And anyways, this woman and her daughter literally sat like a few tables over from me, and I could kind of sense them giving me dirty looks. And in my head, I was like thinking they were talking about me, but I wasn't sure. And anyways, my friend works in that cafe. So my friend comes down with a nice wee tray or a nice wee plate, and she gives me a lovely wee heart cookie.
Oh.
And she was like, she said something along the lines of like, here's a wee treat for you before you go to Ibiza, like something cute like that. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. You look so cute.
You're like, love you.
And it's literally so cute. And the staff and everything in there are class. Like if you're ever in Belfast, definitely check out Dilly and Dolly's.
Yeah, I love in there.
But anyways, she gave me the tray and was like, oh, here's a wee treat for Ibiza. And this woman beside me says out loud to deliver, so I would deliberately hear it. She was like, oh, he'll fit right into Ibiza. And I started laughing because I thought it was like a funny joke. I was like, well, I don't know what she was on about, but yeah, it's funny. And then she was like, I was like, oh yeah, what? And then what did she say? I think she just went straight to it with all the rest of the nincompoops.
Yeah, nincompoops.
And like, nincompoops is such a funny word. I was like, what did she just call me nincompoops? I started laughing. And then when I looked at her, she was giving me like
death stares.
Like death stares, as if I had literally severed her entire family and like was coming after her next. Like, she was literally looking at me as if I was like the worst human in the world. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, so, I'm sorry for existing.
I know.
I'm like, what did I do wrong?
I must have triggered her because I was filming myself. She probably just hated it for some reason.
I know. We nincompoop. It's as well you can laugh about it though, because the video was so funny when you're just like, little nincompoop.
Who the hell calls people nincompoops these days anyway?
That's happening from something like a movie or like a show. I've heard
someone
that
did,
before.
Someone did comment on it and said,
it is,
I haven't. I thought this was only from a movie that I've heard. I can't remember.
Yes,
it
must be. It must be. People can remind us.
So, yeah, I was just a bit like, but
so
I just,
you were just getting abused.
I was getting abused.
You're like,
this
is why you don't go out by yourself, because people are abusing me.
No, I go out by myself all the time. I love always solo date. I far rather solo date sometimes.
Yeah.
Bouncing about the place, getting a wee coffee on my own, romanticizing my life. Like, I literally remember the next day, before I went to Ibiza, I was literally sitting in a wee cafe, editing the podcast, like looking out the window, the sun was shining in Belfast, the tunes were playing. I was like, oh my God, I'm literally like, my life's a dream right now.
And she was with someone and she was just being sad.
Yeah,
a wee sado.
Poor woman. She obviously has issues and she obviously has lived a very unhappy life if she's just hating on random people
in
the streets.
You're just sitting having your heart cookie and your breakfast. I think that was the day I was actually with you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was literally just after you left me.
Yeah.
I literally just left.
So there you go.
So
you leave someone and then people are all like, get him.
Oh, well.
I know.
That was grand anyway. Went to Ibiza. Ibiza was grand, very chill. First time in my life I have ever went to Ibiza and not get absolutely shit-faced.
So good.
So, done a nice, sober, wholesome vibe. I went to some, like, really spiritual ceremony at Esvedra Rock.
Yeah, that looked class.
It was gorgeous. We done a bit of exploring. We did some gorgeous beaches. I posted a wee reel on my TikTok. If anyone wants any wee Ibiza recommendations, just we could check it out for, like, wholesome vibes, like, not party vibes. And I also had a job interview, kind of, for this company who have asked me to work for them, and they've asked me to work for the whole summer and see the temptation. The job interview was for like me to do remote social media work, as in like I could do it from here, but he's now looking like me
someone
to be there,
there
all summer. And like, it, see, if you'd asked me last year, the year before, any years for the past 7 years, I'd be like, that is literally my dream job, like unbelievable. But
now you've got this little pod, this wee baby.
I can't abandon you.
I know.
I can't leave you.
You're like,
so
week five, I'm out of here.
I'm
going to Ibiza.
I'm not fucking leaving.
What was the weather like in Ibiza this
time of year?
It was
so nice. To be fair, the first 2 days was cloudy but warm. And then the sun was shining every other day. And I was like, oh my God.
That's good.
I just need this weather all day, every day in my life.
Well, I go in 3 weeks.
Oh my God, are you going?
For Shona's wedding.
Oh my God,
sure, that's where her wedding
is.
That is
right. Do you have any details for a wedding you want to spill or no?
Well, it's in a villa, like,
oh, nice.
Up in the mountains somewhere. And then I'm trying to think what I can spill. Maybe that's all, because I don't want it to play. And then for her to be like, why are you spilling details on my wedding?
Yeah,
I can't wait. So, like, my life is just consumed by picking outfits for Ibiza right now, because I'm like, it's like a sport to me. I need to have all my outfits laid out and ready to go for each day.
No, that's class. I love that. I was planning my outfits, because I usually never plan my outfits when I go on holidays. I just whack loads of things in a suitcase. But this time I was just bringing hand luggage and was going for 5 days. So I was like, right, I actually need to think in advance of what I'm wearing each day.
Isn't that such a boy thing to be like, grab the case? They're like, five pairs of boxers, a pair in case I shit myself, and then like, yeah. five pairs of shorts and like three t-shirts. And I they're like, that's enough.
But I also kind of like style sometimes too, so I'm like trying to think of what I wanted to wear. I also ordered like 500 quid worth of ASOS stuff, and I was like, right, stop. I can't be, but I couldn't be arse picking that moment.
Yeah, so then you try it all on.
So I've ordered loads. I was like, right, I'm going to order shit loads, try it all on, and then take what I'm bringing and then return the rest. But the ASOS parcel arrived to the gaff, and there was like six things missing out of it.
Stop.
I was like, they're going to think I just robbed these things.
No, that's happened to me, man, when we aunt Shona recently.
Really?
Like within the past month, yeah. So then I used to go on the re-chop thing and then they fix it. But it's like, why does that keep happening? Because they're usually so good.
They're usually so good.
I literally love them for like, actually, like 90% of my clothes are ASOS.
90% of mine are ASOS.
It's just so easy.
This
like,
entire outfit, shoes, trousers, top, all
yeah,
ASOS.
Like you can literally just sit and I order. Be
and
here tomorrow.
So cool as well.
Yeah.
Like me and Shannon were talking about this the other day. Like I'm not, you might be, but I'm not sure. But I'm not really into like really expensive designer stuff. But like, why call it ASOS? I'll fucking have an ASOS warehouse,
yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, not into it, can't afford it. But like,
literally
yeah.
Can't afford it, like, do not have the money not for that. But I so had good crack at Ibiza, was literally like, oh my God, I would just love to stay here for the rest of the summer, but I have commitments at home.
I know.
And
I,
things are looking good at home, and I'm actually like, looking at gaffes in Belfast, and I'm like, right, you know what, I think I want to like,
I think you're meant to be here.
I think I'm meant to be here right now. And I keep seeing angel numbers.
And you've been to Ibiza so many times and you've worked away a million and one times.
Yeah.
So this is your wee cake summer in Belfast.
Cake
like you're meant
Belfast.
To stay here.
So that was the crack in Ibiza. Then I came home. What have we been doing this week? I don't really know.
I feel like we've been on the same energy this week because when I texted you like 2 days ago and was like, I'm just so done. I was like, I'm just done with this week. Like you were like, I'm kind of feeling it too.
I was feeling
it's
like
one of them weeks, isn't it?
Sort of the week.
Yeah,
but then the past few days I've been feeling great.
Yeah, I see you on your story. You're like giving it stacks every day up night.
I don't know what the hell over the past few days have been. Yesterday I was sitting in the cafe. I don't know if it was the taste of Ibiza air, but I've been basically not. I haven't been drunk in 2 months. I'm not going to say I haven't drank because that's a lie.
Yeah,
I haven't
been drunk.
I've had like a few wee cocktails like randomly, like not getting drunk, like one cocktail here, one cocktail here.
Yeah.
But I haven't been drunk. Like Party Cakes has not been out in full force. But this week, Party Cakes has been coming to the surface, and I'm like, oh my God, I want to go crazy. I want to go to Ibiza and go crazy for a week, or like go to London and go to like a big gay rave or something.
That's kind of like you got the taster for Ibiza when you were out there and you didn't do it, so your body's probably like, turn your wee self around back and party.
This whole week I've been like thinking of plans, like what am I going to do? And then yesterday I was sitting in a cafe. I was like, I'm so bored. Like I really kind of want like some excitement in my life. I want like to go on a date, or like I want to go party somewhere or something like that. And then this woman just randomly messaged me in Belfast, and she messaged me and she was like, whatever way I read the message, I thought she was a psychic, and she was like coming around to her like place in East Belfast somewhere. It's actually such a cute wee place. They do like spiritual things around.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a psychic. Walked in. It was called Psyche. Like K. It's like Psyche. K. So it's something completely different. And it's to do with like rewiring your subconscious mind.
Oh,
and it was so interesting. She was like, we're just talking about things in my life that like may negatively hold me back from certain things, or like basically things that have like a negative effect in my life or like holding me back in certain aspects. So I brought up like quite a few different things. And then we ended up getting to like the root cause of these things, and we done like muscle work to. So what she does is she does this muscle testing. So she like puts out your arm and she tests your muscles. And if your arm moves loads, that means you don't believe that thing you're saying. But then she rewires it and then she taps it again. If your muscle doesn't move, it means you've rewired it and you actually believe those things now. So I'll give you all.
Why would that scare me if I'd done that?
It was very spiritual practice, I feel, but it was like, I felt fucking great after.
Yeah.
And I have to put it into test. And I'm going to, should I tell the crack of what, that's like my therapy session. Don't know if I should tell the podcast. You know what, actually, I'm going to be vulnerable and open here with you all what came up. First thing that's coming up, I was talking about is, basically, I just like, I haven't been diagnosed. Do not get me wrong, I haven't been diagnosed. And I know a lot of people on TikTok say that they have ADHD, mm-hmm. but like, I think I am riddled with ADHD, as in like, I have been reading books about it. I have been looking up websites, I've been listening to podcast after podcast after podcast about it, and I'm like almost nearly every single thing that ADHD people have, I have it times 10. Like I'm like fucking riddled. So I was talking about that, and then we talked about like my life and blah blah blah, and we got to that she thinks that the potential ADHD has been caused by my childbirth, because I had a really traumatic childbirth, and this could be like a side effect of it. So she wants to do like maybe work on that at some point. And then the second one,
so this is like an ongoing thing that she's gonna do.
I don't, potentially I actually really enjoyed it, and I shared it on my story. She's called The Brain Geek, and I shared it on my story, and I was like, you know what, I actually might go back to her again, because I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, if you were all excited after too, like you
good,
were, right? Weren't you? So,
and then the second one was to do with like sex and relationships, just like barriers that I have up of myself, like sometimes This is definitely very vulnerable, isn't it? Oh, well. So
you're like, just say it.
With myself, I've been like definitely a bit of a party boy. I've been like dating different guys all around the world and stuff like that. But I've always just, my sex life was always when I was drunk and partying. And I think I've developed some sort of fear or insecurity when it comes to sober sex. And as I'm going through a wee sober patch right now.
That can be so scary.
I'm scared. I'm scared of like sober sex.
Yeah. This is like, because whenever you're like, you're drunk, it's like some crazy person like overcomes your body.
Yeah.
Like when you're drunk, it's just, it's different. So 100%. Like then if you're like always doing it when you're drunk,
yeah,
then you meet someone, it's like so scary. It's like, oh my God, am I like
100%. I get
16 again or whatever.
I get in my head so much then when I actually go to do sober sex. So I just like, it's not good sex then because I'm so in my head.
Then
so,
you're thinking about it, like what comes next?
What do I do? What is happening? So that's been something that's been an issue of my life. I can't believe I've told that on the podcast, but it's like, I may as well be vulnerable.
I know.
And it's something that I want to work on. And as I haven't been drinking for the past few months, I've been wanting, I realized in that session yesterday that it wasn't the crazy cakes I wanted to come out. It was maybe
Horny cakes.
Like, I feel like I wanted to go out and maybe meet someone or something like that. But I'm like, no, I don't. I woke up this morning after a last night's sleep and I was like, actually, I don't even want to party. I don't want to go get absolutely shit-faced. Maybe I just need to go on a sober date. Maybe. So, yeah.
But there's probably so many people that can relate to that. Like,
probably, yeah.
So many. Because I even like remember like just say, talking to James, I would be like thinking like, oh my God, like we're going to have to do this. And I knew I wouldn't have been drunk.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, oh my God. Because
how did you overcome that barrier? Did you just do it?
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Like, we're like real good advice. Just literally just go for it.
Yeah. But after the session, I was like, right, her challenge for me was to basically go and have sex with someone to test
a great challenge.
To test the limiting belief or the barrier that I had up for myself. So I was like, right, you know what, fuck it. Started texting.
You on your phone, like, hello?
This random guy just texts me and I just randomly start texting him and he was like making out that he's so spontaneous. And because I come across as so spontaneous on my social media, guys who try and pull me would often
I'm so spontaneous as well.
But I'm like, I don't believe you. But he was like, oh, I'm so spontaneous. And my immediate response was, well, if you're so spontaneous, come on a date with me tomorrow in Belfast. He lives in a different country. And he'd have to get a flight and all. And then he was like, yeah, fuck it, okay. But he seems like a partier. And
you don't want to be drunk.
Yesterday I was like, yes, I'm fucking up for partying this weekend. Yeah. Let's do it. Woke up this morning. I haven't actually texted him yet, but I'll text him after this. And I was just like, I actually don't want to party. I don't want it to party. So I'm going to text him after this podcast and just be like, nah.
I was only joking.
I just want wholesome vibes. I want someone to go on adventures with, someone to explore with, something to do cool things with.
That's literally key because like you probably have millions of friends that you can go out and party with.
Yeah.
But like how many of them can you sit and watch a movie with? So
yeah.
Just stick to your grounds and just wait it out.
So, yeah.
But I love your challenge. I can't wait to hear whenever you complete it.
I can't believe I was told all that in the podcast. Pure sex details. But you know what? I'm good about trying to be as vulnerable and honest in this podcast.
Well, everyone and I will be like on the edge of their seat waiting on you to come and tell the story. Tell like, I've done it and this is how it went.
Yeah.
And so, usually it is like you're just all in your head. Once you actually do it, you're just like, right, okay.
I also don't want just random sex with random people. I want to get to know someone first now as well. Do you know what I mean?
I have to love you a wee bit first.
I think I used to be like just getting with anyone for the crack, for the plot, for the close friend story, but now I'm just like, I'm not really arsed about that anymore.
You're just ready for Mr. Lover.
Yeah, we'll see. I also have a big announcement this week, right? And I don't know if anyone who follows me is listening, there probably is a few, but I did announce my big Morocco trip, which is meant to be towards the end of June. But we have decided to postpone the Morocco trip to a better date that suits myself and people who want to come. And it has been moved now to the 31st of August. So
that's a good time.
It's so exciting because September is the best time to go to Morocco as well.
Yeah.
And it basically is a big group trip for anyone who wants to join with myself and potentially a friendly face, which is going to be the 31st of August for 11 days. The price is so good. It works out at like literally like 90 something pound a day, and that gets you your accommodation, so everywhere you're staying, all the transport all around the island, you get through all of the excursions, like every single activity, which there's a big
but that's unreal because you want to do loads when you go there's
so much going on. Every day is jam-packed with activities, and you also get like majority of your meals paid for as well, so when you go you literally don't really have to pay for much at all. So like
in Girl Maths it's all like basically free if you prepaid free. It as well, it's 90 something pound a day.
It's so cheap when you actually think about it, but it's like you could literally go, like I was looking at hotels in Dublin. One hotel in Dublin works out at like 150 quid just for the room.
Like you, and like there's some that's like 300 quid a night and all for easily, the room, like if you want one of the nice ones.
Easily. So it just works
which
out.
Which I wouldn't even be paying just to go stay in Dublin.
Even like a night out these days, yeah, like you spend like over £100 on a night.
I know, it's
out.
Crazy.
So the trip, like there's so much going on. Like we're travelling around all the big cities. We're doing like camel rides into the desert. We're camping underneath the stars. We're
that's
doing
insane,
like
isn't it?
Sandboarding. We're doing surfing. Every day's just jam packed. If you want to actually check out what we're getting up to, check the link on my Instagram or my TikTok.
It's really popular at the minute.
And I am trying to convince this beautiful lady right here to join us. Would you come? You're gonna come?
I'm really thinking about it, aren't I?
I think
because when I get home, it's like a gap of like 5 days between me going to Japan. But I was like, the kegs, I'm thinking about it.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to set a number, right? So.
Yeah, because I was like, how many is going? Will we try to get some more?
So we are looking for people to join, obviously. And I reckon, right, if we get, I'm going to say 5 people who listen to this podcast. If we get 5 people listening to this podcast who wants Dervla to come and wants to join us, if Dervla comes.
Then I have to go.
You have to go. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to come on the group trip, if Dervla comes, message me. If we get 5, you're coming and that's that.
Oh, it's on record now, isn't it?
Thank you,
right,
promise.
Right.
Thank you, promise. Right, okay. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to go on the Morocco group
this
trip.
This is like convincing, but also like, you're going?
It's going to be so fucking fun.
We'll see.
I cannot wait. So 31st of August.
I'd say it will be amazing.
31st of August, 11 days, Morocco, with myself and most likely Dervla. Message me if you want to come. And
I love this persuasion tactic. You're like, I'll make you piggy promise on the pod. Because we've been talking back and forth about it. And he's like, I'm going to convince you.
No, it's going to be fucking the best time ever. Do you know what? It's for solo travelers. It's for people who, if you want to come in a group of friends, come in a group of friends. But it's for people who may want to travel, but may not be able to travel with. Like, how fun would it be if you could come, go on a big holiday with me and Dervla and a group of new friends? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be such crack. So definitely hit us up if you want to come on holiday with us for 11 days in Morocco. It's going to be great. Like, I can't wait.
You made me pinky swear on this.
I would have loved that back in the
day. We'll see if the people show up.
If people message me, you're coming.
I know, yeah. Like, I feel like I would definitely be in there too. Like, if I was wanting to go somewhere and then I seen someone doing a trip, I'd be like, it's meant to be.
Especially if you enjoy the person's content and you enjoy their vibe. Yeah. Like, 100%.
You know you're going to have fun.
Like, if someone I followed years and years ago was doing like a group chat, I'd be on that shit.
I'd be like, bye, I'm on the plane.
So, yeah, check out the link in my bio. Message me if you have any questions and message me saying, I want Dervla to come and you'll come. And then I'll send the screenshots to Dervla and she has to come.
Right, okay.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll hold you to it.
Let's do it.
Woo!
So, what's the crack with you this week, Miss Dervla Kelly?
Well, I haven't really been
Since we last seen you, the past few weeks.
I feel like I haven't really been up to much. Like, I've just been kind of...
You had your seal.
Yes, we had the... Like, it was like, we're just calling it Depop in real life. It was like a pre-loved clothes sale, which was really good because it was like, it promotes being sustainable more. And like, I literally was selling almost everything for a fiver. So people were coming up and getting like 6 pieces of clothes for like 30 quid. And then there was loads of things just say I marked it as a tenner. And I said, just take it for a fiver. Just take it. Oh, no. Just to get a clear out of my wardrobe. But the amount of people that showed up was literally bananas. Like, the queue was the whole way down the hall out the car park, and then we were like, we'll let 20 people in and see how it goes. And then next thing, the doors opened and it just never stopped. Like, people kept coming in and coming in. And James had to run and help me, and he was like, go down there, take for it. And like, there was just people, like, they were all like fighting. It was, you know, like, do you imagine like Black Friday in America years ago when they used to fight over the TVs and they would literally be like fighting each other? It was like everyone over the tables, like grabbing all the stuff, like making sure they got what they wanted. But it was really, really good.
It seemed rammed. I was so rammed. Like, oh my God.
And then anything I had left over, I had like, just say just under a full reel of clothes, which would have been a lot. I just messaged the charity and they came and picked it up, and that meant I had to bring nothing home. So like, I feel like so cleansed, you know, like spring clean. I'm ready for all the new clothes.
I was going to say, are you going to do another one? But there's no clothes left to sell.
I know. I was like, whoa, there wasn't much there. But to be honest, I haven't worn the half of it in like 6 months to a year. And that was my rule. If I haven't worn it, say goodbye. But I'm like, now I'm starting my beat the wardrobe up. So it's just like filling up right and quick.
Nice. I love a wee beat the wardrobe.
But other than that, like the past couple of days there, I wasn't feeling well. So I wasn't really doing much. But like, my brain has been consumed by Coachella content.
Same. Oh my God, should we talk about Coachella?
Yes, that's what I said. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll save it for the pod because I put my close friends. I was like, who wants to come to Coachella with me if no one's going? Like, I'm literally going by myself, and you replied and was like me, so that's why I was like, you'll want to talk about this. But like, literally consumed my brain there for that weekend.
I love the content, to be fair. It was like so weird because I was scrolling anytime Coachella thing came up, but I was just glued watching it all.
Like, Jerry killed it.
Jerry killed it.
Jerry actually stands out. Jerry loves, I'm sure, like, if you're from here, you'll probably know him. But, like, he was so good. Like, he reminds me of, like, no one people put the effort in years ago.
Yeah.
But now everyone's kind of, like, we're a wee bit too cool. Like, I'll just wear, like, jeans and a top. And I'm like, no.
There is some people that put one all out there, though. I follow quite a few, like, American, like, gay creators. I feel like it's the gay guys who fucking
and I'm like, come on. Like, we need to, like, step it up. But there was a few, like, I love, like, Sophia and Shinsie and stuff, too. But I'm, like, so indulged in the houses. I'm like...
Yeah, the houses, the content houses.
Yes.
Yeah, like, so I, to be fair, this year I haven't really watched that many of them, but last year I was glued to, like, Alex Earle and them ones.
Well, she had, like, a brand done her own house for, called the Coachella. That was actually really cool. And
Shut up this year.
Yeah, and it was just her, her and all her friends. Then O'Polly had one, and it was all girls from, like, England.
Oh, I've seen the O'Polly one. So
White Fox had one.
I'm sorry, White Fox is who I've seen, because I love, like, Chloe Burrows, obsessed with Chloe Burrows.
But I'm like, imagine being, like, hiya, we just want to fly you to LA, bring you to Coachella, dress you, feed you, like, stock the fridge up every day.
Can we just say...
I would literally pass out.
Yeah, can we, like, put it out there that we want some Northern Irish creators being brought on these trips? Like, there's no Northern, like, Irish representatives.
So unfair.
Like, bring us there, please.
Because we were actually talking about on the way here, like, how it must be, like, obviously being, like, doing content and stuff here is fun, but, like, see if you do it and you're from down south or England, it's, like...
Or America or
10
Australia.
10 times more, because, like... They have events all the time. There's just, like, more brands and stuff. But, like...
They make way more money.
Up here, it's just kind of, like... Like, you can get by.
New.
Yeah, it's kind of new. But it's like, come on. Don't forget about us. It's not there just yet up here.
It's not there just yet up here. And it's like...
But I feel like it's definitely getting there.
It is definitely getting there.
Because more people are posting, and I love to see it. I love, like, when people are just, like... Like, every odd time, get someone being, like, tagging something, like, just posting. Because, like, they're giving me the confidence to you. Like, you know, like, even that girl who posted from this podcast... You know, did you see the clip? And she was like,
oh my God, yes, I love
that. Yes, it was with the quote, and she said she hadn't posted for weeks.
Because
she was like,
because
people were talking about her, but she was like, why do I even care? And we're like, I know, like, you don't need to care.
You literally don't. You just post, and then I think as well, from myself doing social media, you're probably doing the same. When I first started, you're so scared of the judgment. You go through phases. Like, I went through my first couple of months, even maybe the first year, I really cared what people thought about me. Like, troll comments really affected me. And you just have to continuously keep posting, keep doing the work on yourself to really get over this hurdle of caring what people think. And do not get me wrong, I've been doing this what for 3-4 years, and they're probably the same as yourself. And there is still days where I still care what people think, but it's definitely not as much. Like, I get trolled quite a
bit.
You
have to, like, just kind of take it and then be like, okay, and then just delete it.
You know what I think as well, when you first start, I think it's the people that you know from home that you think are judging you. I always remembered when I first started, I always thought of boys I went to school with, and I always just knew that they were slating me in their group chats and all. I just knew they were, because I just that's all the ones I thought about anytime I posted. But then I just got over it, I just forgot about them.
Yeah, well, we're like, we dealt with this, so can people bring us to Coachella?
Bring us to Coachella, please. Even
no, but I
even
actually
Dublin brands, bring us to your events, please.
I know, I'm like putting it out there, like, I'll not say, like, with the brand. I am going to book it and just go
Coachella.
Like, yeah, I'm not waiting around. I'm not messing. Like, Jerry just booked it and went. So like I just would never thought to just book it and go. Like,
really?
I just imagine, like, in my mind, I was like, oh my God, the tickets are probably, like, thousands of pounds and this and that. And then I seen someone else making a TikTok like that, and someone commented and was like, the tickets are about £300.
That's not too bad.
Which is good, because it's 3 days. So yeah, that's £100 a day, which is, like, the price of an Emerge ticket these days.
Yeah,
which is
fair.
Here.
Fair.
So you're paying for your holiday, but you are going on holiday. So, like, I think, like, you said you'd be up for it. We can definitely rally together, a wee group, and get, like, a wee something. And then,
oh my God, I have never went to a big
fest. Imagine you bring in your podcast and all there to Coachella, and then you could, like, update and all.
Oh my God, we could do a podcast at Coachella. I should bring Shannon as well.
No, bring everyone. But I've been consumed by it, like, literally obsessed more than any other year. Like, any other
Who
year.
Who else was, like, amazing outfits? Did you see?
There was a girl called Madeline. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Madeline RG.
No, not her. There was another one from America, but I feel like everyone was talking about her, so people will know.
There was a guy, Griffin. Something that I know from
TikTok,
I
know that name.
The gay guy. He's like, he wore, like, his arse out and all. It was, like, really cool vibe.
I love when people go all the way.
Yeah.
We'll just manifest it for us next year.
I want to put an effort of crazy outfits. I've never done that really before. To be fair, Sydney Pride, I definitely mixed up my style a bit to go extra gay. I was wearing, like, speedos and a crop top and all and pink hair. I've never done anything like this in my life, but it was really fun.
Yeah, well then, get planning.
I think as well, you get, like, some sort of, like, new personality when you dress up in, like, crazy girl clothes you never used to.
You're just literally, like, let's go.
Unleashing some sort of expressive side of yourself.
Even all the artists there this year, I just thought were so good. And I always, like, look at the lineup every year and be like, It's all right, but there was like Peggy Guther. I love Sabrina Carpenter. I'm obsessed with her. Like,
she's cool.
There was so many good people. She's gone people. Barry Keoghan. I don't know.
I think it's Keoghan. I don't know. Maybe not.
But yeah, she's gone with him. He's like, if you're obsessed with her, he's standing filming her and all. Like, ah,
that's very
cute. I love love.
Love it.
I know.
So let's move on to the next topic. So it's Wait Till You Hear the Crack, and it's where me and Shannon usually just take turns each week telling some sort of story that's happened in our life. And this one came to me the other day, and I was in Ibiza, and I was like, oh my God, this is such a funny fucking story. So
when I
lived in Ibiza 5 years ago, do you ever get when you say something to someone and you shouldn't have said it, and you realize after you're like,
and you like literally just go to another planet.
You sink into a fucking hole.
You like come out of your body and you're like, oops.
So this is a moment where I literally slated a girl to her face and I sank into a hole and I wanted to die. So I didn't mean to. Basically, I moved to Ibiza 5 years ago for my first season, and I became really, really good friends with one of the guys that I worked with. Like, we became like besties. We actually met on our interview day for Ibiza Rocks, which I can tell you about that another time. And we met that day, and then we became like besties, and there was a girl that he was seeing at home before he went to Ibiza, and I can't remember, I don't want to mess up the story in case she's listening, she's like, oh my God, she's going to kill me, but it's something along the lines of that he was moving to Ibiza, and if this is from his side of view as well, by the way, because yeah, you know, there's both sides of you, and he was getting like messages from her brother, like threatening him, like sending pictures of his like car and his house, basically like saying he's gonna like smash it up or whatever, like this, like basically crazy behavior.
God.
And she was like always ringing him flat out, because I had posted a story of me and this guy that I was getting with, and him and this girl that he was getting with. I posted a story of all four of us, and she had seen it somehow, because she was like stalking everyone he was with.
Everyone, oh God.
So they had broke up at this stage, like he had ended.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, supposedly.
But she's just like, I'm watching. Yeah. I'm still watching.
So he was getting threatened by this girl, and she basically was like, I'm moving out to Ibiza, blah, blah, blah. So she ended up moving out, and I didn't realise that she was there. And I was at Zoo Project, the opening of Zoo Project. Zoo Project was such a fucking
vibe. I used to love
vibe.
Zoo Project.
It was so good.
It was so good. Why did that ever end? No, it's not.
I've heard of people.
And they like painted your body and all.
And the shows and everything. Yeah, they're so good. So I remember I was at Zoo Project. Anyways, this girl, I didn't see a picture of this girl. I just heard him talking about her. This girl, anyway, comes up to me in the Zoo Project, and she was like chatting away, and she was like, you're kegs? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God, your story caused some shit the other day. And I would turn around to her and I goes, oh my God, yeah, that girl's a fucking psycho crazy bitch. And she goes, that girl is me. I was like, I wanted to sink into a ball and die.
Oh my God.
Like, it was so horrible. And then
what did you do?
I can't remember. I was steaming. I was just,
like, is that one when you don't even know what you do? You just kind of scramble away?
I think I kind of scrambled away. I think I literally just kind of scrambled away.
What a crazy girl.
But then we ended up becoming like friendly. I'm friendly with her now. Like, she might be listening to this pod. Like, but I'm friendly with her now. But like, she was one of those where it was just a bit like everything seemed a bit stalkerish.
Yeah. She's like, you post a story and the next minute she's there just to tell you about the chaos it's caused.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a stalkerish dater person?
A stalkery dater person? No, but I've had people like be like way too crazy, like in DMs.
Yeah.
Like, so I remember ages ago, like people were making like fake accounts of me. Do you know that happens to people all the time?
Oh, I have that happen to me all the time.
And
as
then
well.
I would always post the account and be like, stop making these, blah, blah, blah. Like, if anyone gets this, block them. So now if anyone makes a fake account to me, I don't even acknowledge it, because someone then made a fake account of me and was like, because you don't reply to any of my DMs, I just made a fake account to you because I knew it would get your attention, and then started messaging me creepy stuff off the account. So then I was like, I went in, do you know the way you can kind of find like the start and end of an email?
Yeah.
If you go in and you write the username, I went and done that. And then I was like, I know exactly who this is. Your name starts with this and your thing it starts with this. No, like, and I was like, I'm literally ringing the police. And it was deactivated like that. But that was like a really stalkery thing. I was like, people are weird.
People
on the internet can be really crazy. So now if anyone makes a fake account, I'm like, I don't care. Bye-bye. If someone messaged me, like, just report it, because I'm not giving anyone any airtime.
Fake accounts are so common these days as well.
I know.
There was
like
one,
you wonder just who these
so
people
strange.
Are.
So strange. Like, why do you bother? Like, that takes time and effort. Like,
but I was like really creeped out for a minute. I was like, like, they've literally done that just to get your attention. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
It's fucking weird. We're talking about crazy exes. I'll tell you a story another time about my stalker ex in a different country.
Yeah,
it
was
hectic, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But the thing you're on about people making fake accounts, so I was getting text messages off this number once, right? And it was like, basically this guy was like, oh, it's Rhett, bro. Like, what's the crack? Yeah. And I have a friend. So do you know guys on TikTok, Fitty Rhett or Cameron Dade from years ago?
I don't know. I would probably need to see a
face.
So they're
like TikTok boys from England. And like us three would be like quite friendly. Like we used to be like really friendly back in the day or whatever. And this guy has somehow got my number, Fitty's number, and like Rhett's number and Cameron's number. And he was messaging Rhett and Cameron pretending to be me. He was messaging Rhett pretending to be me and Cameron. He was messaging me pretending to be Cameron and Rhett.
Like, how do you even keep up with all the, like, all the different personas? Like,
but he was messaging such weird stuff because he somehow knew stuff about our life because he was messaging me like, hey, bro, it's Rhett. Like, what's the crack? What are you up to? And I was just, like, talking. He was like, oh, I'm going to Costa Rica. And I knew Rhett was going to Costa Rica. So he was chatting away and he was like, oh, you should come. And I was like, oh, yeah, actually, probably would be up for going to Costa Rica. And he was like, I wouldn't mind, like, kissing you. And I was like, Rhett would never say that. Rhett and Cameron are both straight.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then, but as this was happening, Rhett messaged me on Instagram. I was like, is that you on WhatsApp? And I was like, yeah, is that you on WhatsApp?
Because so then we thought it happened at the same time.
Yeah, it was happening at the same time. So we thought it was each other. And we're like, maybe Rhett wants to kiss me. Like, what? Like, what is going on? But then we couldn't, Rhett was like, is this you right now? Screenshot of the message. I was like, no, that's not fucking me. What the hell? And then I sent him a screenshot of the message. I was like, that boy is so weird. Like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
And I was like, how do you even get our numbers? Like, what the fuck?
Social media can be scary, like, can't it?
Weird. Like, weird.
Whoa. Did you ever find out who it was?
No. Why are you wasting your time doing that? Like, what do you actually get out of that?
That's a lot, like, to be playing two different people.
What would you actually get out of doing
that? I know.
I don't get it.
No, it's not like they were going to, like, fly to Costa Rica and meet you. Like, hey.
Stalker, like.
I look different here.
Literally. So, yeah, that was my Wait Till You Hear the Crack this week. I have literally got a list on my phone of, like, a million stories to tell. So, that was one of them. So, there you go.
Love it.
So, let's move on to our main topic this week. The main topic this week was meant to be get to know Kegs, but I got a message and was like, Kegs, actually, we don't want to hear anything about you. We just want Dervla. Well, they didn't actually say that.
When I reshared it to my story, the person replied, I accidentally answered them and was like, oh my God, I didn't think this came across right. Because I wrote and was like, Kegs is going to swing digs or something like that. And I was like, I'm only joking.
No, it didn't come across right. I knew she was coming out because obviously I'm going to be here every single week and it's not often we get Miss Dervla Kelly here.
Ew.
So we're going to put up a Q&A and or like a wee question box and we've got loads of random wee questions in. So we're both going to answer them together.
Yeah, like, it didn't really specify like who they were for. So we're like, we'll just both.
There were some of them directed at you and some of them directed at me, and so we can answer the ones that are directed at us and then we can just answer whatever. So yeah, it's what's the crack with Dervla and Kegs this week.
Let's go.
That's like the same as the first one, but it's not. We're doing a Q&A. We'll name it Interrogating Derv and Kegs.
You're like, this is a new segment.
A new segment.
Well, I just read one of them out and then we'll just kind of go from
there. So yeah, read your and I sent you screenshots of the anonymous ones as well.
Yeah. Oh, was there anonymous questions in there?
So the blue ones are dilemmas and the red ones are questions. Right, so we've got some of your questions here and we will answer them. So this one is for Dervla. Do you still do nails?
Nope.
I actually need my nails done again. Like, I am so bad at biting my nails. Like, I had them done, they were so cute. And then it got to a point where I started fidgeting with them and biting them. And then I ended up biting them all
like,
off.
Like, I still love nails. Anyone can see. Like, I still love them and I love doing them and stuff. But I just don't do them anymore. I knew I wanted to get into, like, social media and stuff. So nails took a lot of time.
Fair.
And then I couldn't commit to people all the time. And then they would literally be like, I'm calling to your house if you don't answer me. And then it would get really scary. So I was like, I need to stop doing these.
Yeah. Someone said they called to your house if you don't answer them.
Like, they're just joking, you know, like you better answer me, like, and get my nails done tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Someone said, you seem like such a wee ray of sunshine. How do you remain so positive? That's obviously for you. Because I'm not a ray of sunshine.
You are a ray of sunshine. You're always so positive. The answer is, I only share the positive moments. Like,
fair.
And I just, like, do you know, like, some people, they will, like, post, like, crying and stuff, like, on social media. I just wouldn't think to lift out my phone. So, but to be honest, like, 95% of the time, I actually am just really positive and just, like, happy. It's just,
I would,
like,
say I'm the same, to be fair.
Yeah. Like, if I'm not feeling positive, I'll literally just have a down day, chill day. So that was literally what was wrong with me at the start of the week.
Yeah.
So I literally, like, if you're not feeling positive, like, just feel that it's all right that you're not, have a wee down day or two if you can, and then that's it. And then just be like, right, I'm going to pick myself
up. Like, we are only human. Like, everyone goes through shit days. Like, every single one of us, even people like us on social media who seem so positive all the time. Like, I, don't get me wrong, I used to be in a negative place years and years ago. But I've done a lot of work on myself, and I'm definitely a glass half full type of guy.
Yeah, you just need to see the positive in things more. And if you're having like a crappy day, just have the crappy day. It's okay.
Let yourself feel the negative feelings.
And just try to be happy.
Try and know what...
We live on a floating rock, so just don't take it seriously. Yeah. Just enjoy life.
And try and think of things that you know that make you feel good. So if you are having a crappy day, you can just do things to try and make you feel a bit better. So, yeah, we definitely are not positive 90%, 100% of the time, but we...
But 90%, and the 10%, it's okay.
It's okay, baby. Who are your role models? That's a hard question.
That is
a
really hard question.
Would say... I don't know if I have one right now.
I don't have one right now.
You know what, actually...
I don't have anyone that springs to mind, right?
So I'm going to talk about maybe social media people who inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
So, growing up, my role model was Sinead Haigh. From home, I spoke about this many times before, but Sinead Haigh used to be my biggest role model. Like, she's from where I'm from. I started following her when she was doing Seasons of My Life before she even done social media. So I was following her footsteps from the very start, like doing Seasons of My Life to like Party Vibes to like maybe getting into spirituality. I was following her whole path, and I was like, she was inspiring me every step of the way. And I think she's probably one of the ones that made me want to start social media in the first place. And then obviously I started doing social media, and I remember... I spoke about this before as well, but I remember the first time I had seen Sinead Haigh in person. I had already started social media, and I already started social media, and I was already like doing all right, and like I was growing a wee bit, you know what I mean? And I walked past her in Primark, and my heart sank. I was like, oh my god, this Sinead Haigh. And then that night,
you're like, chase her down.
Literally, that night she followed me, and she messaged me, and she was like, oh my god, I walked past you in Primark and fangirled over you. I was like, sorry, what? Sinead Haigh's fangirled over me?
You were all this.
So I was buzzing, and then, she invited me to like her event for her launch of her meditation course, and then we ended up living together in Bali, we ended up living together in Sydney.
How crazy is that?
I literally was
like a full circle. You're like, you motivated me to get into this, and I
feel like I manifested her to be like my bestie at a time.
No, that's so cool.
So yeah, she was my role model for like years, and then we ended up just becoming really good friends, and we still are. So like, I don't see her like a role model now because
she's your friend.
People always say like when you actually meet your like idols, like you don't see them as like your idols anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I obviously, don't get me wrong, she's still an inspiration, and she's fucking class. Like, I actually love her so much. She's such a fucking vibe. But yeah, no, she is class. She definitely has inspired me to grow and be the person that I am today.
So she's someone that like sticks for you.
She sticks for me growing up, but now I would say people I look on social media. I don't know, there's a few people that I'm a wee bit obsessed with at the moment, and it's like, there's a guy, Ollie Boomin.
I'm like, I have my wee people that I'm obsessed about, but they're not like role models. They're the kind of people I'm into at the minute is just people that are living like normal lives and that are just like vlogging it. Like, they're not preaching like anything.
You know
they're
what?
Just, I'm like really in my like basic girl era, and it's like people that are just living normal lives. I'm loving them. But like, I can't really think of like...
Right, you know what? Let's not say role models, because that's a big.
I feel like you know, like you would say like you know, like Jay Shetty and all them ones. I used to be into all this motivational like podcasts and stuff, but like I'm not even listening to any at the minute. I'm literally
there's, like
just...
a big scandal with him, I think.
Is there? Yeah. And then like
Stephen Bartlett live in Dublin a couple of months ago.
I love him too, but and like there's no one role modeling at the minute. That's just too much of a big title.
Yeah, so the Jay Shetty thing, there's like a big scandal that he's made up, the whole monk thing, like he made it up for publicity.
Stop.
Like the whole thing is like meant to be a fake, allegedly. Don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
But that's what everyone's talking about now, mad. But yeah, role models, not sure. People you like on social media right now, should we just talk about that maybe?
Yeah. I like love all like we local creators. Obsessed with all the people from here. I love watching, because
so
it's like, it's so relatable, because like I could be there tomorrow, do you know, like that way, like, oh, you're in that coffee shop in your vlog, I go there too, do you know, like something like that. So like, cute. I just love like all our wee local people. I really do.
Do you have any names?
You and Shannon, obviously.
Oh,
Jerry and Olivia. I love Billy McCormick.
Love
Rhea
Billy.
Daly. Like, there's so many.
There's
like
loads.
So many.
Literally loads. I'm trying to think of my ones that I love. Like, obviously, I love seeing all the wee local
ones.
And
I love people, like, I love some people from down south as well. Like all their, like, wee smaller ones as well.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe Davin, I love her. She's from Dublin.
Oh, yes, actually, yeah.
She's so, like, positive and stuff all the time. Like,
class.
She's really cool.
No, there is so many.
You're like, I couldn't, the ones coming to mind.
No, I have loads. I'm thinking, I don't even want to name names because there's that many from fucking Ireland that I love.
I know, I feel like I just named about 20 names there, and I'm like, I'm sorry if I left you out.
No, there's
loads. Like, I feel like up here is like so good, because if you like do like socials or anything like that, like people are all kind of for like each other. Like, I feel like once you see someone starting, everyone follows them and then they all like be friends.
I love Killing Conway as well. She's coming on the pod in a few weeks, actually. She's going to be one of our next guests.
You're like,
she's
that. Ooh, a sneak peek.
Sneak peek. And there's a girl popping off at the moment, Mia Khalifa. I think I sent you her. I think she's class.
I don't know if I've seen it.
She's based in Liverpool. Yeah, she's cool.
I'll watch her.
And yeah, I love Charlene Murphy. I've always loved her.
Yeah, I love Charlene.
There's so many. There's a guy from Australia, Ollie Boomin. I'm obsessed with him at the moment. He lives in London. His content's class.
Mm-hmm. We're supportive queens.
We are. If people sometimes think that like the social media world is like bitchy between all influencers and all,
it's only if you are. You probably would fall down that. But if you're not, you would never.
I know. I'm friends. Like a majority of my, not majority of my friends, but a lot of my friends would be like in this world that we, in this industry that we work in, and 99% of people are signed. I remember there was one person who does social media, and she posted this like story, basically like saying that she's not friends with any influencers. She wouldn't say she's an influencer because all influencers are bitchy. And I was like,
I seen this too. We need to speak about after who this.
Yeah, I was like, the only influencer I know that may be bitchy, I don't know her personally, but from what I've heard, the only person that I know that seems to be bitchy is you.
You're like, I'm sorry, it's you.
Not to be fair, there is a few in England and stuff that I've seen, and I'm like, fucking hell, there's not good vibes there. But
yeah. No, I feel like everyone here is like really like friendly. Like I love when you go to an event here, like to say like a Be Perfect event. I feel like everyone just talks to each other.
Everyone's good crack,
like,
guy.
Everybody talks to each other. But if I like maybe go down Dublin, it is a wee bit different. When you don't know people, they're not really interested.
Yeah.
But like up here, I feel like people are a bit more friendly. I don't know. That's just like something I've noticed from going to the events down Dublin. But it's obviously because they don't really know you. But like up here, I feel like you just talk to everyone that walks past. You're like, hey.
Well, I haven't actually been to that many events in Dublin. I've been a few months to Ballymount with you.
Yeah.
It was grand.
That was nice.
It was so much fun. That was the last time I got drunk.
Was it?
Fucking give me the fear.
Not a wonder.
Linda Stinson were feeding us friggin' bricks all day long.
You're like, thank you, Linda.
Literally. That's actually could tie into the next question. What's doing social media full time like? Is it good money? I think that people don't actually realise this is a job. That you can actually get paid for doing what we do.
Yeah.
Like, people ask me questions all the time, like, how do you make money? I'm like, you can make money doing this, do you know what I mean?
You're like, do you not see all these brands? When I left my job, it was like 2 months ago, and I actually had the fear of God, because I was like, I'm going to sit with no money.
Yeah.
For probably like, for months and months on end, maybe a year. I was like, I'll give myself like a year, just like really scrape the barrel and just see how it goes. But like, it actually just all fell into place when I left my job, so I wouldn't say like, oh my God, I'm making millions of money now. Like, it would maybe be like around the same of what I was making
for
full time.
Yeah, fair.
But
you have more time to put effort.
But I have more time to put effort in it to try and attract more. So it's kind of like one of those things, you get more than if you give more. So 100%. Like the more content you post, the more brands that will want to work out with you.
If you're consistent and if you're here as well.
So I can see how like people, like big people can make a fortune.
Yeah, oh, they can make the money in the
absolutely
social media
not
world.
There yet, but I can see it. So yeah, you can make a wage, like you can make a normal wage from it, and again, the more you put in, the more you will probably get back.
What's your sort of experience of doing a full-time? I'll give my sort of view on it after, but do you love doing a full-time?
Oh my God, I love it.
It's good.
Like, do you know what? I was actually saying to someone before, like I have wanted this for so long, and then whenever it came around, I kind of felt actually a wee bit guilty, because I'm like, I have more time to do this. And then I was like, because people are like, it's not a real job. Then I'm like, I literally feel like I'm not being productive, even though you're doing the jobs that you've agreed to, like with brands and stuff. But I was like, oh my God, I feel guilty because I feel like I should be busier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I 100%.
Like, if that's where my mindset was for like the first month or two. But then like, I was speaking to someone like a week or two ago, and they were like, this is literally all you've wanted. So like, literally just shut up.
You're doing it.
Like, just shut up.
You're doing it.
So I was like, that's where I was. But like, I absolutely love it. Like, it's so good.
It is class. Like, I have found
the more that you have put in, like the more brands that are reaching out.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, I can agree with that as well. That's why I'm saying sort of staying in Ireland as well, because I feel like when I've traveled a lot, you don't get as much. But
yeah, people don't know
here,
where your base is.
Yeah,
so
if you're based here, I feel like I've noticed a lot more coming through. But I love it as well. Like, it just gives you the freedom to sort of.
It's amazing. You need to actually like love it though.
Oh, you have to love it.
Like, if you're like thinking, like, because you see all these TikToks, like, people are making hundreds of thousands for a video. I'm like, I don't know anyone personally. It's probably like big, massive people, but like, if you're looking to start it.
It's massive people, it's also people in like America.
Yeah, like Americans, I would say, make like absolute bank.
They make like five to ten times more than we probably do. And
that's
crazy. The same level of following, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But if you're looking to start it, I would say like, I wouldn't start for money. Like, I would start.
You start it
because you enjoy it. Like, I loved making videos, and it was never like for the longest time, it was never like, oh, to like make money. It was just because I loved it. I was like, oh my God, so excited to make a video. But yeah, then once you put all that effort in and you're not like doing it just for money, I feel like it will all like fall into place.
100%. I just done it for the crack because I feel like I always wanted some sort of career in terms of like entertaining. Like, I feel like I've always sort of been a bit confident out there, and always, like you said, the time you met me, I was just so confident.
I know.
I was like, I feel like I've always just wanted some sort of thing that's like putting myself out there and like that sort of vibe. And also, I'm a Leo, and Leos do love being confident out there and star of the show. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's who I am.
Yeah.
So, like, even growing up, like, I was quite smart in school. And growing up,
you like said it like it was so surprising. You're like, I was quite smart in school.
And I actually was. Like, I got good grades growing up, and then like, my last few years, I started partying, and my grades definitely slipped. But I was quite smart in school, and like mum was a careers teacher, and she wanted me to do something like really like smart career path. Yeah. And like she'd be like, "What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "I'm gonna go on Big Brother."
You're like, "I can't be tamed.
I'm gonna be like a reality TV star." So as soon as I started seeing people on social media, I was like, "I feel like that's
you're what like
I want
that
to
was
do.
It, yeah."
So yeah, I love doing it.
Even you said entertaining, like the podcast is kind of like entertainment.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's like kind of like presenting vibes, you know that type of way.
So, I love this. Do you know
what I mean? Like if.
I'm my element.
If the person that asks that is like doing it, like looking to like get into it, just go for it.
And you know what as well? Like obviously I started doing it for the crack, but then now it's got to the point where it's like my job and I like make money from it. And I'm still like in awe every day because last night I was making a tanning video and I was dancing in Emily's living room and Emily was sitting there. I was dancing on the camera and I just busted out laughing. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? If I had told myself growing up that this would be my job,
I'm literally dancing, putting tan on to make money.
Putting tan on and this is my job. Like, what the fuck? But I was just like, I'm so grateful this is my job. Like, I love it. It's so fun.
It's so good. Like, and you have to be grateful. Like, it's amazing.
But yeah, people, someone asked actually as well a similar sort of question about the money thing because I always get asked that as well. And it's like,
and like the thing is like you like it's not like we're being like, oh, I can't tell you like what the salary is because like Kegs could get more brand deals, so that's where like the majority of your money comes from. Kegs could get more brand deals for me and we could both like we're not but we could both be sitting on the same followers and you could be getting more deals than me and you could be making double triple the amount that I am. So
if
like
everyone's
so
different.
you can't really give someone a ballpark figure and say this could be what you're making because like even someone with a lot of followers could be getting no collabs.
I know people with millions of followers getting no collabs. And I know people with like 40k getting loads of money.
Yeah.
Because it depends on your audience. Depends on how much people your audience want to buy
stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just if people trust you, if your audience like believe in what you say, like they'll go on and use your codes and stuff. And then the brands will want you more. So it's like you can't really give a ballpark figure because like everyone's would be different. And there's that's the scary part as well. Like maybe we should say the scary part. Like tomorrow, like all brands could be like, no, like your content's crap and
it's
I don't want you.
Like
and you also don't know when you're going to be paid. There's no payment date. So like some brands can say, well, it takes us up to, like there's one I do and it takes them up to 60 days to pay you, which is that like 3 months?
Yeah.
It takes them 3 months and like sometimes they run over. So like,
no,
you just have to just wait on it.
I only got paid the other day from a collab in October. That's like 6 months.
You know, like if you went to a normal job, you wouldn't be waiting 6 months. I would be like,
and it is so inconsistent.
One day later, not even an hour after my wage is supposed to be, and I'd be like, is there something wrong? Where's my money?
Like my sister works in like the corporate world and she's like, I couldn't deal with inconsistency because like March was dry for me, like I didn't make much money in March, but then April came and I've like made, like I've been doing all right in April. Do you know what I mean? Like comparing the two, it's like that's like
when I first got a collab as well, like I was like, this isn't even a real person. I'm being scammed. I was in disbelief. I was like, I am being scammed. Like, I'm going to post this video. They're going to think, and then they're just going to ghost me.
To be fair, I actually think you've helped me quite a bit in terms of pricing myself because obviously we don't have no one really knows what they're fucking doing in this world either. And I was always underpricing myself, like loads.
Yeah.
And then I spoke to you and I'm like, actually feel like, because you're kind of behind the scenes and I'm like pricing myself higher and I'm actually, it's definitely helped.
My advice is more like, just like go for it, isn't it? Mm. It's just like,
you've helped me improve my confidence in terms of pricing myself.
I love that.
So it's good.
That makes me feel helping.
I think being at home as well has helped me a lot because when I was to be honest, I'm going to be completely open and honest right now. When I was traveling, I had two consistent collabs that basically allowed me to travel. Hair transplant was my consistent club paying me good money every month, and that
rightly so, because like everyone got their hair transplant after.
But to be fair, that everyone's always like, "How are you working?" I was like, "I can't lie, like hair transplant's been sort of fun in my way." It has. I've never really spoke about that in my story in the past because I just didn't want to speak about it. But the hair transplant definitely funded my life traveling, and I was like, the amount of times I was doing yoga and everything, I was just like, I am so grateful for this hair transplant. Like, it feels like, because I always wanted to travel.
You're like, I always wanted this hair transplant, like, and it's got me travel.
I was like, I'd love to like win the lottery, so people just to travel and win the lottery and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I feel like this is the universe's way of like allowing me to travel, but like give me a certain amount of money each month, so I just don't, because I think if I won the lottery at that age, I'd fucking blow it all in a bit of a week.
Same.
So the hair transplant was fun in my life, and then obviously like be perfect and things like that.
Yeah.
But now that I'm home and based at home, and like I think this is definitely having a thing because I'm consistent at home, being around loads of businesses and going to events and stuff, and I've seen like a lot more things coming through.
This is why you're not allowed to go back to Ibiza this year.
This is why I've stayed at home as well. So but yeah, to be honest, I absolutely love this job, and like it's just giving me the freedom to sort of think about what I want to do in the future as well, because obviously this isn't going to last forever.
Yeah.
But we're just winging it, to be honest.
But that's like where like all your reaction bits come into play, so.
In our 20s, just winging it, trying
just
to have fun.
Just winging it.
Enjoying life.
I know.
Have you ever met any celebs, and how did it go?
Have you?
I've met quite a few, But what would you say as celebs? Because I don't really... reality TV stars probably would be celebs, local celebs.
Yeah.
But like I wouldn't really class them as celebs. I class celebs as in like...
Like Rihanna.
Yeah, like celebs. Yeah. So celebs that I've met... I have a few funny stories, to be fair. I partied with Lewis Capaldi in Ocean
Beach.
I have partied with Sam Smith in a gay club in London.
That's
it was the funniest thing ever. I was pure like dancing with Sam Smith, like looking in his eyes. In my head,
were you like, this is so strange?
I was like, am I going to kiss him right now? And then I was like, I definitely don't think about it. And then my friend came over and tried to like take a video, and he like his posse like
he was raging. Who else?
Party with him. So random as well. I was in Manchester on a student night, on a Wednesday student night in Manchester. And I was with my friends who are twins, and they're like good looking girls. They were invited on this table, and we were just dancing at this table with all these guys. And they were like getting the balls, blah, blah. And I was just like steaming as like whatever, having the crack. And my friend tapped me, and she was like, "Kicks, you know, you're dancing right next to Usain Bolt." And I was like, what? I looked at her. I was just fucking dancing beside Usain Bolt. Didn't even know it was him. I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing on a student night out in Manchester?
He's
on a
like,
Wednesday?
I'm just vibing.
Just vibing. So yeah, party with a wee bit. And then. Just loads of like reality TV stars, but like I wouldn't say they're like celebs.
Yeah.
Like I actually used to be really close to Liam, who won Love Island, Liam Reardon.
Oh yes.
So we did a season together a few years ago and we became quite friendly.
I feel like I've been to like a good few events where there's been like Love Islanders and stuff. Like they're like reality TV people, but aye. I probably wouldn't count them.
I would count a few as friends. Like I've counted Liam as a friend, I would count like Josh Ritchie as a friend.
Yeah.
I hate name dropping as well, it's kinda cringe.
I've been around loads, but I don't know if I've ever really spoken to any, because I've never like went out of my way to be like, hey, like.
Oh, to be fair, actually, this is a random story. I was invited, there's this guy we met in Mexico a few years ago, and he basically, his friends were like A-list celebrities, like all his friends are like A-list celebrities, and he goes to all these like mad parties. He invited us to his Halloween party a few years ago, and we get to this Halloween party in London, and it's like red carpet, like paparazzi outside, and I was like fucking hell posing for the cameras and all.
You're all biz.
And this is like before I properly started doing social media and stuff, so I was like, what the fuck, where am I? And I got in anyway, and it was like proper like Keith Lemon, Laura Whitmore, like all these like big UK celebs were all there. Like every person I looked at was like a celeb that we see on TV. And then I was just like at an afters, and I was sitting at an afters, and I was in this room, and I was like, a few Love Islanders there. There was like, I was just sitting chatting to like Roman Kemp, and like, you know, like Lucien, who's off like Emily in Paris. And
Just oh my god, that's us.
So yeah, I was just looking around like, what the fuck am I doing?
I feel like the only one I've really met is like, SH, you know, the rapper. But I went down to Dublin to see him with my friend Amy, and she's like literally obsessed with him. So she was like, we have to go. We stayed in this hotel, and then the next day we woke up and we were kind of feeling a little bit worse for worse. We just like threw our clothes on and went up the stairs, and as soon as we walked through the door to go through the restaurant, he was literally sitting right there at breakfast, and she literally went and just stepped back, and then he's seen us do that. A100 seen us. So then I was like, Amy, like pull yourself together. So I like walked forward, and then she went and sat us down, and the girl was like, the guard gave us the menu and stuff, and Amy was like, I can't even focus, I can't think, I can't do anything. Like, she was, this is her favourite part, like celebrity.
Oh, really? Okay, right.
She's like, what do we do and all? And I was like, we literally came down here to see him, so like, we'll go over. And then I just put, wait until like he's done eating, and like, we're done eating as well. So she's like, oh, I can't. She went to the toilet and all, and was texting me, like, I'm laying on the floor in the bathroom, I'm hyperventilating. Because I says, in case he's going to leave, walk past and just say hiya. Like, you know, just to get it out of your system. Then she came back in and she didn't do it. Then she was like, you need to finish quickly before he leaves. So I literally like shoved this toast into me. And then I was like, I'll just say it on the way past. And we've been past. I was like, hi. I was like, we were at your show last night. It was really good. And he was just like, he was definitely like stoned out. Like, really? He was like, him and his friend. And then I was like, can we get a wee photo? Because I was like, I was leading the way. Because I was like, see, if it's an actual celebrity, I don't care to ask them for a photo. You know, like they're used to it. And Amy literally stood behind me like this, smiling. She couldn't even get a word out. And then his friend was obviously stoned beside him. I was like, does that mean I have to move? And I was like, yeah. So his friend got up and moved around the booth. And then we got the photo. And he's like, yeah, thanks. Like, his eyes were like just about open. He's like, but he was staying in our hotel and we didn't even click on.
That's class.
I know. And then I actually seen Rihanna, you know, when she was filming her music video here in the new lodge. She was filming it in the new lodge, and that's where I was from. So like, I remember like running home from school early, like, Rihanna's filming in the new lodge. Ran straight home. Everyone was standing watching around the flats, everyone in their like wee Nike shoes and all this. And then she was filming in the town, and my cousin's obsessed with her, so she was like, we need to run around and follow her. So my cousin helped me out for like, I must say, like a good 12 hours. We couldn't find her. Then everyone was like, she's in North Street. We went around the North Street, and apparently she was in the chippy. This is when she's dancing like on the tables, like in the chippy or something like that. But I was like so done because I was younger, and I just like stormed down the street a wee bit, and I literally sat on the edge of the curb like this with my hands on my knees. And they were all like standing at the chippy because they thought she must have been out the back. And then the next thing, I just like look up from my knees, and she's standing right in front of me, right? In another shop. They'd moved location, but no one knew. And they were standing, and they were just like getting her all fixed, and the shutter was coming down to the shop, and she just waved out. And the shutter went down, and I turned around and was like, Anya! That's what you call my cousin. I was like, Anya! And they all came running down. But I literally stormed down, being like, she's literally helped me out all day, and I haven't even really seen her that much. And like, the shutter going down just like this.
Oh my god, what so random. Rihanna's filming in the new lodge. Like,
I know. It was actually amazing.
One of the guys I used to see was like a Rihanna super fan. Like, he was obsessed. He like wore all her like underwear, like as in like he bought. Like,
remember the Rihanna top, the like iconic Rihanna top everyone wore, like with the red hair from Primark.
Literally, everyone dyed their hair red as well.
I know.
But yeah, he was obsessed, and he paid like 1,500 quid for like a signed book by Rihanna. It's fucking nuts. But yeah, that's a good story. To be fair, I would love to see Rihanna in Belfast.
I know. It was so good.
Class. Let's move on to the next one.
Move on to the next one.
Will you always stay in Belfast, or are you interested in living in England abroad, and why?
For me, I'll probably like always stay here.
Do you think?
Well, as long as like my mummy doesn't have a partner, I'll stay here.
Nice.
Because like, I wouldn't want to leave her alone.
Yeah, fair.
That's just my simple answer.
That's cute. You can't leave her at all.
I know, I wouldn't leave her at all. And like, if she found someone, I would consider things. But I have a dog. My dog Arya.
Oh my god, yeah, my wee dog Toby.
I would never leave Arya.
Oh, I'm Toby.
And I'm literally obsessed with her. Like, I'm literally panicking about going to Ibiza. I was almost renting a car and driving over.
Really?
I'm freaking out about leaving her. Yeah.
Is it your dog?
Yeah, me and James's.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Very nice.
It's our child.
Yeah, see, I would love my only dog, but I travel too much. I just couldn't get one.
Yeah.
But my wee Toby, like our family dog, I was like, I literally struggle. I miss him more than I miss my family when I'm away, because I can speak to my family.
You're like, I can FaceTime you, but like, I can't hug my wee dog.
See, since being home, he probably hates me. I just smother him. I can't get out of my home. I love him so much.
They're just wee dogs, though.
I know. So with me, will I always stay in Belfast? I'm not even in Belfast right now, really. I'm trying to find a gaff. But if you had have asked me any time up until now, I would have always said absolutely not. I will never, ever, ever live here, ever. But now something has changed inside of me, which I actually don't mind it here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say...
Like, you can go on as many holidays as you want.
Yeah, I definitely can't see myself living here from now to the rest of my life, as in the whole time.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say I'll never live here in the future. I'm definitely going to live here now for the next at least a year.
Yeah.
And we'll rethink things then. See how well the podcast is doing, things like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you just continue listening to us and keep going, then I might stay here longer.
Yeah, but I love that.
I'm going to stay at home for the next year at least, maybe longer, maybe the rest of my life. I'm never not going to say never, because I never know what's around the corner. But I do love living in the sun, and I do love like beach vibes.
I would love to live in the sun, but I'm like this for now. The answer just simply now is just, I'm just going to be here.
I'm going to be here for now.
Yeah.
But maybe not in the future. But we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Someone's asked, how did you and Shannon become friends? Also love listening to your podcast. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I think you spoke about me and Shannon last week, and
I did spoke
about me and you last week. So if you want to know how I met Dervla, go watch last week's episode. But me and Shannon became friends just through socials, as in like I followed her and saw she was good crack, and then
just for planned stories and stuff, and
we were talking on socials, and then how did we actually meet? We probably met at an event. We met at an event, and then we went to AVA together, and we spent the whole day at AVA together, and then a week later we went to Harry Styles together, and we just became really
just
close.
Just kind of happens,
that.
Doesn't it?
Like, me and Shannon vibe so well, so we just literally clicked straight away. Like, that day in the car, I was just like, oh my God, me and her get on so well. And we just know. So that's how we became friends, really. Shannon actually met me years beforehand on a night out, but like, I didn't know her.
She said this actually last week.
You said that, so she met me on like a night out, but
yeah,
that's how I met Shannon. Next question.
Next.
Do you feel that our society is fully accepting towards homosexuality, or do you feel like there's a lot more work to do?
Maybe for you to answer.
Yeah, maybe. I would say it's definitely improving massively every single year. Like, comparing it now until when I was growing up, it's like a completely different freaking planet.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely changed. Like, it's so good. And it's probably even from when I was that age to like years before. It's probably changing so much. I would say it's not fully accepting, no. I would say probably 80% is accepting. Definitely our generation is probably mostly accepting. Older generations, maybe not as much. There might be still some backwards people our age who have been brainwashed.
I would agree. Like, from like, obviously I can't fully speak on it because I'm not, but I would say like from outside, I would say it's definitely better than years ago.
Way better.
I would say like I don't really run into anyone ever.
I definitely would get like, it's funny, you get homophobic abuse.
It's probably like, if you ever do, it's probably from like fake accounts.
Yeah.
Every so often. So.
But it definitely has improved, and like, being gay is one of my favorite things. Like, I love it. It's,
I know.
Like, I love a lot about myself. It's like part of me. Do you know what I mean?
Like, if you're not for gay people, like, literally, just wise up.
Yeah, you're not welcome.
Like,
here.
Shut up.
You're not welcome.
No
one who's not accepting.
That's just weird in this day and age.
They wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Weird.
This podcast is for the gals and the gays.
The gals and the guys.
And anyone who's up for a bit of crack, you can listen to. Don't worry. But yeah, I would say there's work to do because there are still homophobic people out there, but it's definitely getting better, and then homophobic people will become extinct at some point, hopefully.
They will.
Someone said, you should do a meet and greet in Oma. I would show up. I feel like you're probably the only person who would show up. Imagine we did a fucking meet and greet. Like, you literally would be the only person there. I'm sorry. Imagine. I'd be so embarrassed. Fuck that.
I'm not even a come the cakes meet and greet in Oma. I couldn't even tell you what direction Oma is in.
It's like the very middle of the country.
God.
Like, up north.
Get it sorted.
I'm not doing it. No, absolutely not. We'll do like a, hopefully down the line, we'll do like podcast live shows.
Yeah.
You can meet me there.
You're like, you can drive up to here.
Oh my God, no, that's so embarrassing. Imagine me doing a meet and
greet. That would be so funny.
How many exes do you have?
Like, official ones?
Just exes. What would you class as an ex? I would only class
like, we went as boyfriend, girlfriend. One.
How long were you together for?
3 years.
When was that?
Well, I've been with James for 3 years. And then was I single for like 2 or 3 years. So maybe like 6 years ago or more.
Fair. I'm going to say proper boyfriends. I have two. So I had one for like, I don't know, it was on and off for like a couple of months when we were like in school. Like, I was like 18 or 17 or 18 or something.
Yeah. Like, I've seen people on and off, but there were never boyfriend titles.
Yeah.
So, like, just one.
So, that was, he was one ex, and then I had another one, like, sort of soon enough after that. And we were on and off for, like, 2 years, maybe. I lived with him and all.
Oh, God.
But that was 6 years ago now, so I've been single for 6 years. But then, other than that, I had, like, three girlfriends when I was, like, a teenager, but, like, not real relationships.
Yeah.
And I have been seeing people, but not, like, full boyfriends.
Yeah.
So, two main exes. I've been single for 6 years.
Two main chicks.
two main bitches. And, yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully no more for me.
Yeah, I want to fucking no more either. I do want
You're
someone.
Like, come to me and then no more.
Yeah. Do you think some influencers overdo it in a sense where their day-to-day life isn't realistic?
For me, the only ones that I feel like do that are, like, the ones that, like, make their life look really perfect, but it's, like, the bigger ones. I'm not going to give an example if I can think of like a bigger one. She's not from here, she's from England, but it's like everything is so perfect and like the days in life, and I'm like, it's not that perfect.
No one's life is perfect, really. I would say people show you on social media what you want to see.
Like,
I would post day in the lives of days that I'm doing something exciting or something fun.
Yeah.
Or, like, I wouldn't really do day in the lives of, like, me. When I'm doing nothing.
Rotten in bed. Editing with a hoodie on.
Yeah.
Your hang up, because, like, who wants to watch that?
Yeah, so I would say they show you what you want to see. But I would say ours is realistic in a sense that we do show you our real lives and we do be our authentic selves. But, like, we don't necessarily have to show you the days that we're literally doing nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Purely because it's not that, like, you don't want to show when you're not doing nothing. It's like, you wouldn't be interested.
It'd be boring.
Like them couple of days there where I was just like rotting in bed being like, I'm just not feeding myself. It would be so boring if I had been filming. It just wouldn't be normal to film, like, when you're just sitting there.
So we've actually went way over time this week. I don't know how Dervla and I can both just chat for absolute days, clearly.
An answer that should have been like 1 second must have took us like 10 minutes.
So we apologise for running out of time, but we've got some exciting news, and that is that we are going to start doing some bonus episodes every Wednesday. So I don't actually know what we're going to call the bonus episode, like more crack with crackheads or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You send us in what you think we should call the bonus episode, and on the bonus episode, we're going to do extra dilemmas. So we're still going to do tell us your crack in the main episode, so you send us your dilemmas, but then in the bonus episode we're going to do more dilemmas, so more tell us your crack, and we're also going to do some like games, so like sack or crack or like quick fire round or whatever. If you want to see something in the bonus episode, let us know, send us your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts, because you are part of the crackheads fam as well, like you are the reason we're doing this,
the mini crackheads.
So let us know, and if you tune in on Wednesday, we will have our first bonus episode with Miss Dervla Kelly right here. Ooh. And that is where we'll answer your dilemmas. So no dilemmas this week, but we will have them on Wednesday.
I'm laughing because we're Chatty Cathy, so no one's getting their dilemmas on the Sunday.
Chatty Cathy's.
But we'll see you on Wednesday.
So yes, thank you so much to Miss Dervla Kelly for joining us.
Thank you
week.
For having me again.
Thank you so much.
I would have thought.
Literally loved Crazy. It. So thanks for having your good energy and good vibes. And you'll thank be you. Here on Wednesday's episode as well.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We're going to record it now. And thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you so much. You are the reason we're doing what we're doing, so thank you so much. And again, if you could hit the follow or subscribe button, that would mean the absolute world. And yeah, much
have
love.
A wee gorgeous week,
and we'll see you next, we'll actually see you on Wednesday for the bonus episode, and we'll see you next Sunday for the big one. Much love.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.